start off here, Bob. We're transferring Tyler Wells to Norfolk later today, and he's going to pitch out of the bullpen there tomorrow. We're going to shorten his outings a little bit and kind of just have him throw less pitches and less innings, and then kind of see how that goes. And but we're really encouraged by giving him some rest, giving him some time off. He's throwing the ball much better here as of late, so we're going to put him in Norfolk. Different ball, more like the Major League Baseball, and kind of and put him in the bullpen there and then see how that goes.
Santander, is there any?
A lot better today. Pretty sore the last few days, and a lot better today, so should be available off the bench tonight.
If that goes well with Wells and you guys end up bringing him up as a reliever, how potent could that make you?
Well, I mean, it's definitely want to see what that looks like, just because of how Tyler pitched out of the bullpen a couple years ago. Was it, I guess it was 19? No, 21. And how well he did there. And sort of, like we talked about a lot, he's thrown a lot of innings this year for us in the rotation. And kind of where we are, hopefully we can stay healthy the rest of the way. But just kind of, we want to see what it looks like out of the pen right now. Doing well as well, and it's always been an early September where he would be ready, and we'll see where our roster looks at that point, and we'll see how it goes.
The Orioles haven't had a rookie of the year in 35 years. How exciting for you would it be?
Well, he should, for one. Said that last couple days, and that he's had just an incredible rookie year, and I don't think what gets talked about enough is the defense he's played in two positions, what he's done at shortstop, what he's done at third base. It's extremely advanced and unbelievably consistent and steady for us, and then the way he swings the bat, he's a difference maker and a game changer. The speed he has. What he did in that last day in Oakland was incredibly special. 4 extra base hits in the game and taking lefties deep, and just amazing. The talent he has and how far he's come and what he's dealt with early in the year and battle through adversity, battle through some struggles. And these last few months, he's just been an incredible player. You know, the closest was honestly when he first got to the big leagues in 20 is when I felt like there was I was really impressed with his plate discipline in his first year when he first came up. And then, but to see this consistency out of him since he's been off the IL, no, I have not seen this. And we kind of all knew that this was in there for him. I don't know if he's going to end the season like this. If we can somewhat close would be fantastic, but he is absolutely taking great at-bats and love the walks he's taking and the power he shows, the power he has, and just that middle of field approach. When he does that, special things happen. He's also gotten big singles late in games and taking really good at-bats in big spots. So he is really happy for him and taking the next step. Yeah, well, he's. I don't think that's really realistic for him to stop at first base on a for sure double, and I appreciate, and everybody gives him a lot of credit for that. I think that's fantastic because it is how he plays. He plays extremely hard, and he plays to take an extra base all the time. He's just got incredible tools. He's 6'4" and can really, really run and incredibly strong, and the intensity with how he plays is just off the charts, and he's in it to win, and he's in to compete, and he's playing with a ton of confidence. And what else can I say? Well, yeah, and he pitched really well against them in Toronto, and you know he's continuing to get better. That start in San Diego was just absolutely awesome. The way he kept his velocity throughout his outing, and the secondary has really improved, the slider and the changeup. Fastball command's gotten better. So I think that there's always a learning curve about facing players and teams multiple times. But he's definitely up for the challenge. He's extremely competitive as well.
Brandon, it seems like every day we're asking you about Gunnar early in the season. It was always Abby. Just what's it like for you to kind of have this arsenal of young players who are deserving of a lot of praise?
Yeah, no, I love the fact that we're talking so positively about our guys, and they deserve every word that's said in a positive way because they've just been absolutely amazing. And you know, not only that, they're incredibly, as you guys know, they're around them, incredibly high character guys and unbelievably easy to coach. And, you know, I feel extremely fortunate just to be able to watch them every day in my seat just because the growth, how these guys are going to continue to get better. They're made the right way. Their makeup's off the charts. Their work ethic is I have to slow them down. Honestly, they want to work so hard. So it's been a real pleasure, and I'm glad they're getting all the credit.
Is there anything new on Austin Bell?
Nothing new. He threw threw an inning a couple days ago, and then we're just kind of monitoring where we are, how he's doing, and seeing where our bullpen is on a day-to-day basis.